Now, does age matter in a relationship? What about a difference of 57 years? That's the difference between 82-year-old millionaire Richard Lunger and his former Playboy bunny wife, 25-year-old Kathy, both featured on Channel 5's Age Gap Love series in Wednesday night's episode. Sugar Daddy, 82, seeks 24-year-old. Terry from The Nolan Show hit the streets of Belfast to ask if age matters.
Do you think age difference matters in a relationship?
No.
Definitely not. I mean, he's 20, how many years older than me?
Oh, yes.
Not really. Not really. No. Don't people love me, sir.
I suppose it depends on how big the age gap is. Girl, I know you're young,
but only in age. Do you think 57 years is too much of an age gap?
57 years, of course. I would be my grandfather.
Why? Big difference like that.
You can't help but think it's just out there for the money, like, can't you? What's love got to do with it?
What's love but a second-hand emotion? Right, well, John McCurrick is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good to talk to you, John, and journalist Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning to you, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Goodness help you, having John on the other side here. What do you think, John? Does an age gap matter?
Of course it doesn't. And will people stop interfering in other people's lives? What goes on in the bedroom, what goes on as long as it's consensual, is nothing to do with anyone else. You remember...
What's an 82-year-old got in common with a 25-year-old?
Yeah, all right. You remember Howard Marshall. You remember that millionaire in America and the late Anna Nicole Smith. Now, what they did was, it was great fun for everybody. Howard Marshall clearly enjoyed about 85-year-old, and she was in her 20s. Anna Nicole, of course, she wouldn't have gone for a penniless man who was 85. But that doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with that. If they want to do it, it's consensual. It's nothing to do with anyone else at all.
Fionnuala?
Let them carry on with it.
Well, here, I am not going to sit in judgment on any kind of relationship that anyone chooses to have. But the sad fact is that plenty of people will. And there is, I think, a huge public suspicion of these kind of big age gap relationships. And where the double standards really kick in, and admittedly this is a very rare one, is when the woman is a great deal older than the man. As I say, it doesn't happen very often, but I think that's the one that really freaks people out, because when you've got the older man, and we get into the whole thing of, she was just after him for the money, she's a gold digger, all the rest of it, people tell themselves these little stories, but they're kind of laughing at it, they kind of like it. Whereas I think when the woman is a great deal older, like a little white-haired granny and a young man, that's what really kind of messes with people's heads.
The latest high-profile case in terms of the age gap was when Stephen Fry got married to his partner, male partner, and I think it was a 30-year age gap. But as you say, John, why is it anybody's business?
It doesn't matter. Can't people realise all these religions around the world, all of them, I'm not saying not picking anyone around, all of them are so fixated on sex, on women, on what they can do, what they can't wear, what they should do. It's nothing to do with us. Leave people alone. You can sneer and snigger at yourself. Think what you like. They are doing it voluntarily. As long as that's the only criteria we should have.
Leave
people's private lives alone.
What's the older women?
So what?
What's the biggest age gap you've had, John?
What's that?
Between you and a partner. Biggest age gap.
It doesn't matter. You know,
you're not going to tell us?
Well, people say that I cradle snatch the boobies, so we keep quiet about that, don't we?
Oh, dear. Right.